Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network is a radio frequency of continuous streaming science, knowledge, and wisdom, which promotes and sustains the activation of the present evolutionary process of immortality and the unfolding of the God Self within the evolving planetary society on planet Earth. The Jewel Network is committed to broadcasting the sciences of life and the sciences of living. By cultivating the mind of a scientist, you are being able to extract the very best the current 21st century has to offer. You are listening to the Universal Principle Hour with your host and chancellor of the Jewel University of Immortal Science for Immortal Living, Dr. Jewel Pookrum, with her co-host and Universal Principle Support Facilitator and Training, Ms. Felicia Muhammad.
Blissful greetings, and welcome, welcome, welcome to our Sharing This Plasma, our Broadcast This Plasma. So we are here. I am Ms. Felicia Muhammad, and we're going to be discussing how to think about your life and ways to increase your immune system. We are in precedented times, and the beauty and the gifts that, as Dr. Jewel calls it, COVID-19 challenge is presenting us definitely provides us with a capacity to reflect on our life, all right, to think about what we think about and to change, you know, to really change, to reassess our values, to look at what we value. And so in today's broadcast, we're going to provide you with some new perspectives or expanded perspectives by which you will now be able to employ in your life and take advantage of this time to go within and begin to think about what you think about your life and how you can build your immune system, all right, how you can build your immune system. And we say it here, we talk about it as a cosmic vaccination. So, yes, we're going to talk about what you can do physically to build your immune system, and we're going to first focus on where the magic happens. And that is on the emotional body, all right, in the spiritual world, in the spirit realm, the unseen, let me say it like that. So it's because it's not religion-based or any of that. It is this is where science meets spirit. And so so you don't have to believe in a particular doctrine or religious affiliation. Again, this is supporting us to master the language of the universe, master math, and have and apply the laws that govern the universe, that govern everything, and have them work for us, all right, because we are the living gods, all right? So that's what we do each head here, and I am so grateful and thankful to be in my purposeful pathway and being your guide and facilitator to help you to not have to make some of the same mistakes that I have made on this journey of being the living God that I am created to be. And so you can learn from myself, Dr. Jewel, and as I'm learning from Dr. Jewel, and be able to now take some of the new concepts or ways of thinking, let me say it like this, accessing new networks, right, from balanced brains, and now being able to allow your neurons to mimic balanced brain neurons and provide you with new networks by which you can now navigate in and know how to apply these experiences and new perspectives in your own life. So you can be your own scientist and discover what works and how this can work for you. And as you are in your discovery and being the scientist that you are, the living God that you are, and you're looking at, you know, this equation here, if I move from the right and think about it from this perspective or this viewpoint, you know, with the creative aspects of the hemisphere of the brain, because now we know that when you have a balanced brain, you're accessing your left and your right hemisphere. They're working simultaneously together. So we want to be able to support you in being able to know what, how to apply that in your life and what that looks like when you now can have access to more brain tissue and move around. You have more areas to move around. So we are going to take a sponsor break, and when we come back, we're going to share with you the frequencies that are present and supporting us in syncing up with our original state of being, and seeing how it can support you as you continue throughout your plasma. All right, so we're going to come back, we're going to share that with you, and then we're going to go into some of our topics of what we're going to discuss, all right, this class. And so, again, how to think about your life and ways to increase your immune system. So we're going to hear from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
You are listening to the Jewel Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network provides the neural nutrition and stimulates expansion and evolution of the human brain, nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is a neuron.
All right, all right, all right. Welcome back. We are discussing how to think about your life and ways to increase your immune system. So we're going to share with you, make sure you have your graph paper and your fountain pen, or pen and paper. You know, if you don't have graph paper, we still want you to be able to take notes. And ensure that you have liquid consciousness, so you have water, water, water. All right? Because, again, some of these concepts and ways by which you can now choose to apply these tools for your life, they may be a little foreign to you. So I just want to say and give you a heads up. However, they are, and I don't want to use a judgment word. I don't want to be in judgment. So they are, should you choose to apply them, you'll find that you experience grace and ease with your capacity to apply these tools and principles in your life. So the currency or the frequency that we have supporting us, this plasma, is the red self-existing earth. The red self-existing earth. And the affirmation reads as follows. I define in order to evolve, measuring synchronicity. I seal the matrix of navigation with the self-existing tone of form. I am guided by the power of space. I define in order to evolve, measuring synchronicity. I seal the matrix of navigation with the self-existing tone of form. I am guided by the power of space. One more time. I define in order to evolve, measuring synchronicity. I seal the matrix of navigation with the self-existing tone of form. I am guided by the power of space. All right, so as we begin to delve into this conversation with the benefit of COVID-19, the COVID-19 challenge, we want you to reflect on the capacity that you have to evolve at this particular time. So we want you to embrace the opportunity and the gift that COVID-19 is providing for us. So as I have been in many different conversations and just observing and recognizing for myself the changes that I am choosing to make willingly and with intention, you know, that is not necessarily the case for many others, all right? And so what I want to be able to do this plasma is help us to be able to know that we can change anything in our life. And the key, as I alluded to in the first segment, of this change and accessing this change is allowing ourselves to want to experience something different. And as we observing what we want to change, now we have to go within and begin to look at our intentions, our motivations, and guess what else? The purpose. Okay, the purpose. So with COVID-19 presenting us this gift, I'm sure many of you, because we are in unprecedented times, you have didn't think that you might have seen this experience, you know, happening in your particular lifetime, right? So I was speaking with one of our patients yesterday, and she was sharing with me about how she was saying how she really doesn't watch much TV, but here lately, you know, with all the media and just so many different aspects and views and fake news and all the information that is just being touted about this COVID-19, she was like, she said, I was talking to my girlfriend, and she said that I was like, is this real? Is this really happening? And so she was like, it just doesn't seem like this is real. And so I was like, it seems like a movie, like what you would see in a movie. And she was like, yeah, it's like a movie. She's like, but I know that it is. And she said, you know, she was asking me, have I had anyone that I know, you know, who have been a fatality or passed away, made that transition relative to, you know, the COVID-19. And I told her, yes. And she was like, oh, I'm so sorry. And I was like, you know, I was like, well, you know, it is what it is. And I said, I'm grateful for where I am now. You know, I said, I'm grateful for where I am now because if I didn't have the information that I have now, I would probably be one of those ones that is given into the fear and, you know, just doing what we see others are doing relative to, you know, the panicking and all of that. And so so she was acknowledging the same too, you know, as she was thinking about, you know, her experience and all that she has been through and what has gotten her to this point now. And so we were really being able to think about, you know, and reflect on our life circumstances and the choices that we have made. And so this is one of the aspects that I want you to begin to think about, because I actually shared with her that, you know, when she was, because she kept apologizing, I was like, no, you don't have to be sorry. You know, I'm okay. You know, I'm great. And she was like, and I can say this too, because my husband, he even asked me. So he was like, one of our affiliates that we know and brothers in New York passed away as a result of COVID-19. And he was like, well, aren't you sad? And I was like, well, you know, when I first heard it, I was, like, really shocked. And I was like, wow. And so I'm saying all this to say and to support you in being able to think about how you process information. So think about your reactions and think about, and what I like to say is think about what you think about. You know, so take some time during the days that we have and the time that we have to really just think about what you think about and think about how you are being affected or not by this experience. And we all are being affected in one way or the other. We all are being affected in one way or the other. And what is the opportunity that we have now is to be aware of those thoughts. Because remember, we want to remain as the observer as best as possible. And that's why we want to have this conversation with you about what are the thoughts as we think about our life. So how are you thinking about your life, and what do you think about your life? So as I was reflecting with the patient, you know, I was sharing with her, and even with my husband, was sharing with him, you know, he was talking about, you know, the sadness and allowing yourself to experience it, however, for a very minimal time. And after this conversation, after we give you some of the, helping you to understand when we think about what we think about, what is actually, what are the processes that are actually taking place within the physical body, which supports our capacity to fortify, restore, and build our immune system first within, starting with the thought process. All right, and then we'll be able to, of course, in addition to that, add the physical components of the nutrition, of what you can give yourself, you know, to help the body, help the physical body maintain homeostasis in this environment. So my sponsors are like waving their hands over here at me, so let us go take a break, and when we come back, we're going to help you to understand and see what is happening in the body when we are thinking and what are thoughts. Okay, so we'll be right back.
Humanity is experiencing a vast variety of disorders: HIV, Zika virus, Ebola, hypertension, meningitis, STD, Alzheimer's, and many others. These disorders are the results of not knowing how to live within and navigate the human body. Most of us have learned how to drive a car, but have yet to learn how to care for and navigate our bodies. Enroll into the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living to learn how to navigate and maintain a disease-free body. Visit us at www.juis.education or visit us on Facebook.
All right, welcome back. We're talking about how to think about your life and ways to increase your immune system. So we're sharing with you what are thoughts. And in the last segment, I was sharing about, you know, a conversation I was having with a patient and even a conversation I was having with my husband about, you know, experiencing sadness. And he said to me, well, I know you don't want to feel that because what it's doing to the blood quality. I was like, yes. He was like, but it's okay. And I'm like, I was like, you know, well, I acknowledge that I did. I was shocked, and it made me go deeper with thinking about what else is going on. You know, like, I was like, I started thinking about his family and, you know, just all the work that he has done. And I was like, wow, okay. So that wow supports me in staying present and out of judgment, okay, out of judgment. And so why I'm bringing up the interesting perspective that, you know, my husband and I were having, the exchange that we were having, is because I know sometimes, and this is what I was sharing with the patient, sometimes when you know, when I was encouraging her not to just be so apologetic and that it was okay and that I'm okay, you know, and that I'm fine, you know, and that we, things happen for us to observe, learn from. And I did share with her that sometimes with having the information that I have now and the understanding that I have now and the intentional ways of expressing myself, it can sometimes seem insensitive to others. And because I've experienced that before, or I've had that program where, you know, when something happens to someone, you know, unexpectedly, that, you know, we automatically go into, oh, you know, the sorrow, the grief. And that is, you know, we all have free will to be able to express those feelings, all right? And so that's why this topic, this plasma, is important for me to be able to share, because I'm able to witness my own evolution in being able to relate to the masses of the people, and also being able to relate to evolving and growing up into the mind of the universal source of all that is, whether you refer to it as God, Jesus, Allah, you know, Zoroaster, however, Buddha, however you refer to a higher power. The principle of what the time dictates for us to be able to begin to understand is what are the thoughts, and when we are having these thoughts, what is actually happening in our bodies? What's actually happening in our bodies? And what is the process? So what is the process that is happening and that is actually transpiring within our physical body, our best friend? And why is this important? Because now if you are studying and being able to understand the sciences that are connecting and providing the information where we're able to go deeper with understanding the root cause of dis-ease and how now we can be empowered to reclaim my body's owner's manual. So we have a plethora of information out here, and Dr. Jewel Pookrum in the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living is in the forefront of providing us with the tools, the ways of looking at things, right, and ways, and now being able to shift and transform and prove to yourself how this is a absolute truth, all right? And so as we go deeper, I want you to be able to have an open heart to be able to listen to this and follow this process, because this is what is happening in the body when we think, okay, when we think. So, of course, when we're thinking, we're also speaking. So, again, as I was stating earlier, this has provided me with an even expansive commitment. I'm more committed even now to polarize and really think about what I'm thinking about before I even open my mouth to even give it, you know, third dimension experience. And so even going back further, okay, let's go back, because again, whether I speak it verbally or not, just the mere fact that I think it, it is creating chemistry in the body. So then what you're probably saying, I just heard somebody say, how are you going to do that? How are you going to stop it before you even think about it? So how are you going to do that? How I'm envisioning that is being done is that I am consciously aware and intentionally being in my heart space at all times. And based off of the experiences and the programs that I know that no longer serves me by aligning with these laws of the universe and learning how to reclaim my body's owner's manual and gaining access to new networks in the brain so that I now have more room to work out in as I am on this journey of being the living God that I'm created to be in every moment. In every moment. All right? So this is for those of us who many of you have probably been like me, where stay more in the what ifs in the future opposed to staying in the present. So now this is supporting me in being able to reel it back in, and be right here in this present moment. And as you'll later learn, when you come and study with us here at the Jewel University of the Mortal Sciences for Mortal Living, you'll be able to even understand that the present, the past, and the future are all happening at the same time. But that's another experience. That's another show. So let us get right to what we want you to be able to start thinking about and how to think about your life, all right, with this time that you have of going within, and also this will support you in being able to protect yourself from a lot of the misinformation that is out there, all right? So let's get to it. So when we think about thoughts, all right, so what is a thought? What happens? And one of the same patient, as a matter of fact, when Dr. Jewel was on Facebook Live last Friday, and if you haven't caught that Facebook Live, go to Dr. Jewel Pookrum Facebook page. Okay, we have four of them, but this is the Dr. Jewel Pookrum Facebook page, and watch the live video that Dr. Jewel shared last Friday. Expansive information about the COVID-19 and about the information that the melanin provides us. You know, the melanin provides us. So go back and take a look at that. But it was the same patient who asked the question about the mind and the brain and how do you know the difference, all right? So I'm not going to get into that. I'm not right here. All right. What I want to be able to help us to be able to understand is that when we have a thought, okay, the thought permeates the brain. Okay. So let's go back. When we look at because we talked about sadness, right? Sadness is an emotion, right? Sadness is an emotion. So we've talked before on the show where we have emotions and states of consciousness, right? And so as we are looking at these emotions that we have, how are we able to transcend and change these emotions? So if someone has upset you and you react and they keep doing the same thing over and over again and you keep reacting. You may react a different way, but nevertheless, they get the reaction out of you that they want because they want you to react. And then at some point, you realize that I'm not going to keep reacting to that. I'm not going to allow that to keep bothering me. So you decide at that point that you no longer choose to react that way to that emotion. All right? So when we look at emotions, many of you have understood emotions to be thought energy in motion, right? Well, yes, everything is energy. And so when we look at, when we go deeper into the science, which is, that's why we're here at the Jewel University and the Jewel Network, is the science news broadcast. So we want you to be able to know that and open your hearts and hear me clearly that when we talk about an emotion, an emotion is a thought attached to a feeling, all right? An emotion is a thought attached to a feeling. Now, what is a feeling? When you think about feelings, what is a feeling, okay? And the emotion that is attached to the thought that creates the feeling, what is that process that takes place with the thought? What is that process? So let's look at it like this. Let's consider this. Let me tell you what a feeling is, okay, from a different whole perspective, not what the dictionary says, right? We're giving you the science. The feelings are a feedback mechanism. How can we prove that in no limit of time? We can prove that because if you have touched a hot stove and you had a sensation, your mother, when you were a child, said, "Don't touch that, that's hot," right? And you experience what is called pain, okay? The mere fact that we began to label the sensation, that is how we got the emotion, all right? So when we look at emotions being a thought attached to a feeling, feeling is a sensation. When we choose not to label, so I'm giving you a summary. Okay, I'm giving you the summary first. I want to re-engineer this. So when I give you all the details, you'll be able to put it all together for yourself. Okay, so if we choose not to label the sensation, then the body will process it different. So now let's talk about how the body processes these sensations, okay? And why is this important? Because as you are being inundated with information about this COVID-19, sometimes you don't know what is factual or what is not. I'm encouraging you to be the observer as you are allowing this information to be processed by your brain. I'm asking you to be the observer. And why is this important? Because when you are the observer, you're not judging it, you're not labeling it, you're looking at the facts. You're looking at the facts. So this is what happens in the brain when we have these thoughts, when we have these emotions that are thoughts attached to a feeling. And the feelings are what? A feedback mechanism. So the feelings are a feedback mechanism. When you touch a hot stove, you get a sensation, and it goes up to the brain. The brain processes it. And based off of how you've been raised, you have been conditioned and have imprints of what different emotions are. All right? So if you touch a hot stove and you feel some discomfort, we most of the time have called it pain. We have been told that that is what pain is, discomfort. All right? So now, when we have a thought that permeates the brain, what happens in the brain is that the proper circuits of the brain begin to translate the frequency of the information. So now I'm getting ready to tell you what thoughts are. Thoughts are information, frequency of information, frequency of information. That's what thoughts are, frequency of information. So when our brain translates that frequency of information, which is a thought, then what happens is that the circuits get busy firing. Okay, thank you. The circuits get busy firing, and when they fire, they create a chemistry. And with this chemistry, what happens? They then also have energy, and they vibrate at a certain frequency or wavelength, okay? And so it could be a slow wavelength or it can be a fast wavelength. Cause of that, when we think of this frequency, this particular wavelength, it is emitted from, guess where it's emitted from? The neurons. So that's what begins to fire, all right? That's what begins to fire. And so this chemistry that is created, you've heard Dr. Jules say it over and over again, that every thought creates a blood chemistry. So that is what happens in the brain, in the processes of how that chemistry is created in the brain. All right? And so I want to finish this point up so we can go to a sponsor break. So when the information is in this wavelength or this frequency and it's going at a certain rate, whether it's a delta or a high wave, alpha wave, the frequency is processed by the brain, yet the brain gives that info. The brain is now processing that info, and it is now chemistry. So this is why we're able to help you to understand that when we say every thought produces a blood quality, a blood chemistry, and based off of the frequency of that thought, and you'll hear me always say about low vibration or high vibration frequency, that is the type of blood quality that you're creating. So if it's a low vibration frequency, sad, guilt, shame, doubt, worry, then it's putting toxins in the blood. It's creating toxic energy in the blood. All right? And so with that being the case, when it creates toxicity in the blood, that is what affects our immune system, all right, and lowers our pH level within our immune system. So our sponsors are like, okay, come on. They got to hear from us. So think about that. Think about the thought that permeates the brain, the emotions that attach to a feeling, and what the thought is, and that thought that is the chemistry. So now when you begin to think about your life, don't judge yourself. Be the observer and now be able to make some different choices about your life, because you know that every thought that you think is creating a blood quality. Okay, sponsors, take it away.
You are listening to the Jewel Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network provides the neural nutrition and stimulates expansion and evolution of the human brain, nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is a neuron.
All right, so we're back. So let's recap. Let's recap. We said emotions are thoughts attached to a feeling, right? And we said that the feelings are a feedback mechanism. We also shared with you that when a thought permeates the brain, the proper circuits of the brain that translate that frequency of information, which is the thought, so the thought is frequency of information, all right, what happens is that the that frequency, that thought, is then turned into a circuit, and it begins firing. Okay, so when it fires, they create a chemistry, and then that chemistry is the energy in a particular wavelength of itself, so that thought can be emitted from the neuron. Okay, that thought is emitted from the neuron. Okay, and when we look at these thoughts, and why I want you to focus on the thoughts, because the way you think about the life that you are now choosing to create is your the power that you have to transform your life. And so this is why we say, you hear us say that, how can you change anything? Change the way you think about it. And how many of you can now take the time to think about something that when you change the way you thought about it, it changed? I'll give you an example from myself. And this happened week before last. I was in the kitchen. I was going in the refrigerator. And I turned around and I hit my finger on the island. And I think I was dancing or something, but I was moving. I was moving my hands. And so, and then I opened the refrigerator, and then I hit my hand, my finger, on the counter, and it hit the nail. So I was like, ah! And as soon as I was like, ah! You know, I was like, oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. I immediately began to acknowledge the discomfort, and then I shifted it. I was like, oh, okay, so that's what we're doing right now? Wow. You know, and I just shifted it. I just shifted the thought process from the old programming and input of, ouch, that hurts. Oh, my God, I just hit my finger. Oh, my goodness. Ooh. I didn't do that. And now let me tell you, it has taken me practice to get to this point. So I don't want you to think that this happened for me overnight. But what I am sharing for you is that you can start practicing this way of thinking and understanding that every thought that you think produces a blood quality. So when you are experiencing a low vibration frequency thought, you understand now, wow, I'm producing a chemistry in my body, and based off of this thought that I'm having, ooh, okay, let me change this. You notice I didn't judge it. So we don't want you to judge it. We don't want you to label it. We want you to get in the habit of because you are now choosing to be aware of how you think about your life, we want you to now catch yourself, you being the living God, catch yourself from labeling, judging the sensation, or what you know to be the feeling. But now you know that it's a sensation because you're not allowing, you're disconnecting the old feedback program mechanism of how it has been interpreted. You're now changing the interpretation of this sensation that your body once knew as pain. You're now changing this pain interpretation to, you want my attention. Okay, I'm going to give it to you. You want my attention. All right. And now being able to help the body process this a different way. And as you do that over time, it becomes natural for you to catch yourself when you go back to those old programs and those comfort zones that you have been residing in for
46 years,
60 years, however long you've been operating under that imprint or that program. And so I want you to be encouraged that with this new information that you have, as you are thinking about this information, and you are, some of you are in alignment with it and some of you are not. And that's perfectly fine. That's perfectly fine. Because what is absolute truth is that we all have free will and we all have choice. So my heart and my intention is to share this with you so that in this COVID-19 challenge, we can now create new experiences for ourselves, because you better believe, and if you don't, when you come out of it, you will see that it's no going back to things as usual. It's no going back to things as usual, like literally, and you will be able to see that over time. So I'm encouraging you to go ahead and align with that fact that it will not be business as usual. It will not be business as usual. So being the living God that you are created to be, you now have the capacity to think about, and you now have the tools and a process, scientific process, that you can experiment with yourself, for yourself, and be able to prove to yourself the truth of this experience, right? By looking at your thoughts and understanding that when you have a thought, it is always producing a chemistry. Now, the chemistry that is producing is relative to the thought that you're thinking. So if you're thinking high vibration frequency thoughts, You're in your heart space. You're in your second, your third circuit, your fourth circuit. You have the information. And now you're in your heart space. You're in the fourth circuit of your brain. And what you are choosing to create and experience at the root and purpose of it is to benefit yourself first and foremost, because that's the first relationship, benefit yourself and be able to benefit others. Then yes, of course, you will get exactly what you focus on. So you've heard in The Secret how one of the guys who was able to, he was sick, he had an illness, and he laughed all the time. He just embellished, he just embodied so much laughter, and that's all he did. He just laughed. And created joy for himself. And so, according to his story, he was able, when he went back to the doctor, he did not have the disease that he had. Dr. Jewel Pooker, prime example. This is why she's so intense and very committed and purposefully in your face with helping you to get this. To get this, because she did it for herself. And so this is why I am in a position where now I can be able to help you to be able to see it for yourself. Dr. Jewel has done it. She's a living example of how having a deadly, rare type of cancer, how she was able to, without allopathic intervention, how she was able to reclaim her body's owner's manual. So, with this being said, this is how, again, we're encouraging you and challenging you to prove us wrong, prove that it doesn't work, and then come back and give us the information, because we want to learn. We want to know. All right, let's look at the science of it. All right, and that takes the feelings and the emotions out of it, because you're looking at the facts. So this is where science and spirit meet, and we want you to be able to take this process and be able to look at it for yourself. All right? So again, when I hit my finger, once I changed the way I was thinking about it, the sensation went away. That was discomforting. When I was like that initial reaction, the sensation went away. And I shared that with a sister friend who I had spoke with that day. I hadn't talked to her in a while. And I shared it with her, and she was like, wow, see, that really happened. I was like, yes. I was like, try it for yourself. She was like, damn, I am. And because we are so used to being and having experiences of discomfort and pain and struggle, we act like that's the truth when it's not. So it is true that when you change the way you look at things, the way you, and I want to say the way you think about things, they change. They really do change. And so these are some of the processes and the polarization that we provide you with understanding when you enroll with us here at the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living in the classes, all right? We are a real university, and you literally have access to, as Dr. Jewel reminds us, this information that is being shared with us through the Jewel University and the courses. She didn't learn this in school. She was not taught this in school. This is her heart and her purpose to be able to bring it and break it down for us so we can understand it, because many of you bear witness that you're still watching many of the videos that she did in the 70s, the 80s, and it is true still today. So when you enroll at the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living or participate in any of our support groups, universal principle support groups, meditations that we do, the DJBP class, you receive information that has been proven, knows that it works, is absolute facts, and you have the opportunity to apply it to your for your life, within your life, and come back and share your results. And we encourage you when you get the results, because I can bear witness with working with Dr. Jewel and the patients, when the patients do as Dr. Jewel is directing, they get the results. They get the results. So I'm able to witness and see how we value things outside of ourselves and the herbs and the physical things, but we resistant from going within. We're resistant from understanding and looking at what shape power can do for us with activating and maturing our central nervous system. That brain balancing program, it is absolute truth. And again, all the patients get on the brain balancing program because Dr. Jewel did a study after she used the brain balancing program and the universal laws to heal herself. She did a study of her own with her own patients that agreed to it. So it is true in no limit of time that when you change the way you think about a thing, it changes. Look at how you think about yourself. When you change the perspective about yourself and how you change, you knew that this was, and I knew, but let me talk about myself, I know aspects of the character of who I used to be and the qualities of how I demonstrated and showed up as a person and a human that was practicing manipulation, out of integrity, not being impeccable with my word. When I accepted that and realized that and was committed to changing that, then everything else changed. My confidence increased. Everything else changed. All right? So I'm on the journey. I am on the journey, and it is definitely evolving, and I'm able to polarize and go deeper, and I'm getting more and more information, and my vibration is constantly raising because of what? I am thinking about my life, and as I'm thinking about my life and making those changes, because I understand now that the thoughts that I think produce the blood quality, so I'm really clear about the thoughts that I allow in my brain, that I'm fortifying my immune system at the same time, because the immune system is the whole body. And when we can look at this COVID-19 and declare with no uncertain terms and no fear that that is not your reality, that's not my reality, that I give that COVID-19, that circle, okay, of the COVID-19 virus, because that's one of our first symbols that we look at in the balancing program. It's shape. It's the shape power of the circle. And so now I can give that direction. I give that direction. No. We are not doing that. That's not happening over here. And on the physical things, by which I'm able to fortify my immune system. As Dr. Jewel has reiterated over and over again, the vitamin C, drinking plenty of water, right? Chlorella, spirulina, chlorophyll, including it. That's a lifestyle. That is a lifestyle. Chlorella, shrunk chlorella, chlorophyll, that's a lifestyle. And water. All right, and staying away from a lot of sugar. Staying away from a lot of sugar. As you have been thinking about what I'm sharing with you and how to apply this in your life, I want you to be able to recognize that when you think about things differently, they change. And take this point, too, and couple it with it, okay? Because as you are creating this new experience that this COVID-19 challenge, the gift of COVID-19 is providing us with the opportunity to do, you have plenty of time now to be purposeful. And here at the Jewel University of the Motor Sciences for Motor Living, we help you to understand and prove to yourself that your purpose is to be a living God. That's all of our purposes, is to be a living God first and foremost. And as we are being this living God, that thing that we love doing and serving and being and contributing to ourselves and humanity by way of action, you know, from our heart space of what, how we love serving people and working, if you want to say it like that, that's the pathway. That is the doing of the purpose. When we ask, well, what is your purpose? And we've been conditioned to know that it's a doing. Well, we help you understand it's first a being. That everything that you do it as living God. And yes, it is perfect for you in that moment. So we help you to dispel the whole myth about you can't be perfect. Under these universal laws, yes, you can. Yes, you can. And yes, you are. So thoughts, emotions are thoughts attached to a feeling. Feeling is the feedback mechanism. And now that you understand that when a thought, when you think a thought, it permeates the brain, the proper circuits get the firing in the brain, and they translate the frequency of the information, which is the thought, into vibration, okay, that's emitted from the neuron. And so that information now is creating a chemistry in the blood. So based off the thoughts that you're thinking, whether they're low vibration frequency or high vibration frequency, you're creating a blood quality. And if and when we are riddled with dis-ease, you want to begin to change the way you think about yourself and your life and raise your vibration. Enroll in the Dr. Jewel's Brain Balancing Program. Enroll in the Brain Balancing Program. Learn about the universal principles so that you can activate your immortal genes and increase and have access to your cosmic vaccination. So to learn more about the Jewel University, please visit us at www.juis.education. You can also follow us on Facebook, like all of our pages, right? And come study with us. Come study with us. Learn and request information on the Brain Balancing Program, all right? So we look forward to seeing you next Heptad, next week, and we will talk to you later.
Thank you for sharing this hour with us. You've been listening to the Universal Principle Support Hour on the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. Join Dr. Jewel and Miss Felicia here every Wednesday at 5 p.m. on the Jewel Network, hosted by thejewelnetwork.com and the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living Jewish. For our complete broadcast schedule, additional information, and to purchase products, please visit our website, www.thejewelnetwork.com. If you'd like to contact us, please send your emails to Universal Principal Support Group, UPSG@JUIS.education. We love you. This broadcast is under full copyright and trademark protection owned by the House of Jewels. this broadcast in its entirety, nor any part of this broadcast can be reproduced, copied, transcribed, placed in podcast format, placed into MP3 format, or suspended on any internet digital location without express permission from the House of Jewels, Washington State, USA. To reproduce or suspend this broadcast in any digital location other than the Jewel Network is prohibited, and legal proceedings will follow accordingly. Thank you for listening.